We're in Simantav Samaches, Siv Dalid. Yesterday, we gave the introduction, the summary that the Mishnah Berurah gave us for this Siv Dalid, and now we'll read it inside. If you go from a place where they do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos to a place where they have the minhag not to, lo yasa b'yishuv ne'er machlokas, so then you shouldn't do malacha there because it'll cause machlokas if you're doing malacha and they are not. But you're allowed to do malacha out in the midbar, outside of the tchum, where no one is able to see it. If you go from a place where they don't do malacha to a place where they do malacha, lo yase, so you still should not do malacha, so you follow the place where you came from. Because in general, when you go from one place to another, we give you the chumras of both places. Even though you're not going to do malacha because you come from a place where they don't do malacha, you shouldn't show that you're not doing malacha. But because we don't want people to see it and say, oh man, he's doing different than us. But if it's not obvious that that's why you're not doing anything, and it won't cause machlokas, so then you'd be allowed to sit back and not do malacha, as long as it's not clear why you're not doing malacha. So too, if you're planning on returning to your original place, then you could follow your original minog, as long as you don't show that you're following a different minog to cause any machlokas. Mishnah Berurah says that this last line is a bit confusing because the whole sif was talking about when the guy is planning on returning to his place. Rather, the Achronim explained that it's a kitzer lashon, it's a shortened, and the word kol is missing, and it means that not only if you go from a place where they do malacha to a place where they don't do malacha, but any minog hamakom, doesn't matter what it is, whenever there's different types of malachas, different types of minhagim, so if you're planning on returning home, so then you follow the minhag of your own place, but you can't do the follow the minhag of your own place outright, out in the open, where people are going to see it and be upset that you're not doing that which they are doing. So again, if it's going to be obvious to everyone that you're not doing malacha because of your minhag, so then you should do malacha, so that you don't cause machlokas. Mishnah Berurah adds that this is only about something which is not Aser Me'ikar Adin, that it's only based on Minog. But if it's something that's Aser Me'ikar Adin, even in Issur Derabanan, and the people where you're going aren't machbet on this Issur Derabanan, so for sure you can't say, oh, I'm not going to be machbet on it because I don't want to cause machlokas. You should cause machlokas if people aren't being machbet on the halacha. Even if it's only a Derabanan, you should be machbet on the Derabanan, even if those people aren't. And if they start complaining and saying, hey, this guy is not doing what we're doing, you should tell them, yeah, that's because I'm being machbet on halacha, and you're not. There's interesting discussions about the when one goes from place to place, how this relates to a woman who gets married. A woman who gets married, should she take on her husband's minhagim? So Rav Moshe says, yes, this is similar to a person moving from place to place, and therefore she does not need to do any hataras nadarim or anything. She just takes on her husband's minhagim, and that's enough. The Tashbetz gives a different reason for why she takes on her husband's minhag. It's because of Ishto Kagufo, not because she's going from place to place. Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says it's not because it's like going from place to place. Rather, since she's meshubah to him, she has to do what he says, and then she follows his minhagim as well. It's brought in the name of Chazanish and Shubas Van Hagas from Sternbach that a man can allow his wife to be machmir like her minhagim. If it doesn't bother him, then it will be okay. If it's a lot of people from different places that move to one new place, like America, or Moshe Feinstein considers it to be a melting pot of different minhagim, so then you can follow whatever minhag you want. There's no issue of machlokes since there's no set minhag. Sifei, afilu v'makom shenagu lasos lo yaso b'tchilas malacha barbasar, afu b'shu yachol lagamar kodem chatzos. Even if you have the minhag to do malacha before chatzos on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't start a new malacha on that day. It's only finishing up a malacha. That's the only time that it's going to be permissible.